WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The band called The Internet released an album in 2015 called Ego Death that was nominated for a Grammy. The quintet, which specializes in danceable R&B, went on hiatus soon after that, agreeing that each member would release a solo project before reforming. Each of them did just that, with varying degrees of success. Now the band is back with a new album, its fourth, called Hive Mind. And rock critic Ken Tucker says he's glad they got back together.
You're nothing but a moment of face, and you were only 5 minutes away. Should have met you when I had the chance, 'cause I'll probably never see you again.
That is the most typical sound of The Internet on this new album, Hive Mind. A cool, verging on chilly lead vocal as the music surges and pulses, a mixture of funk, disco, and neo-soul. There are jazz chord changes here and there, and at a time when much of our most popular music is digital pop, this is a combination of both digitally processed sounds and music played by humans on old-fashioned instruments like the guitar. The Internet emerged from the Los Angeles music collective Odd Future, whose most famous members are probably Tyler the Creator and Frank Ocean. Lead singer Sydney Bennett, who used to call herself Sid the Kid and now goes simply by Sid, was Odd Future's sound engineer. She and keyboardist Matthew Martin, who uses the name Matt Martians, formed the core of The Internet. On the new album, guitarist Steve Lacy takes on a prominent role. His guitar and bass are all over the album, and his occasional lead vocals are a nice contrast to Sid's. Roll Burbank Funk, the first single off the album. On another song called Come Over, Sid tries to tempt an object of her desire to come over to her house late at night for a tryst. I can turn you on with my dirty mind, she says, and I doubt I'm the only one who thinks she's intentionally quoting the title of Prince's 1980 album, Dirty Mind.
Now you're wrong.
Made you blush, you made me smile.
The low-boil funkiness on that song, Come Over, is typical of Hive Mind, an album that sounds influenced by a variety of precursors. The disco band Chic, the guitar playing of Ernie Isley of the Isley Brothers, the layered vocals and dense instrumentation of Earth, Wind, and Fire. Most of the songs on Hive Mind stake out a medium tempo, which allows Sid's singing to take on a conversational rhythm. Listen to the way her voice emerges from the slamming beat of the drums on Bravo. She muses about the way a lover puts on a good front, trying to disguise less than noble behavior.
My love, I thought you knew. This karma thing don't pick and choose. So every time that you perform, I learn just a little more. What a waste, babe, what a shame. You were playing games. Words come out your mouth. Look around, what a mess you made. Watching from the crowd, it's astounding. You're on your way. Thought that you had changed. I found out it's just a role you play. Well, bravo, babe. Bravo, baby.
In the world of the internet, it's always midnight. People are deciding whether to go out to a club or stay in. Adventures can be determined by a feeling of loneliness or by receiving an intriguing text. The superficial cool one presents to the world melts in the warmth of one-on-one connection. Restless, always searching for the right mood, this is music for modern lovers who are too smart to settle for less.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Yahoo TV.